Tonight's local premiere of the much-talked-about new documentary, Whitey, United States of America versus James J. Bulger, is bringing together key players from the trial of Whitey Bulger, the now-convicted Boston mobster. In their first gathering since the trial, attorneys for both sides will share the stage tonight with family members of Bulger's murder victims. They'll watch the film, then take part in a sold-out panel discussion at the Coolidge Corner Theater. Aaron Tron, art critic and contributor to WBUR's Artery blog, saw the film at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. She says it's a new take on the myth of Whitey Bulger.
This production is different because it actually has recorded Whitey's voice and uses the phone conversation that Whitey had with his defense attorney as part of the story of the film.
How central to the film are those recordings?
You know, I think that conversation was actually not all of that long, and he used as much as he could, Joe Berlinger, the filmmaker, when really the story is much more about whether or not Whitey was an informant.
You were in Park City right after the film's world premiere and spoke with director Joe Berlinger, and as I understand it, he felt pretty strongly about addressing the issue of Whitey Bulger's informant status. What do you have to say?
Well, he said that he felt that the media did not treat the question of whether or not Whitey was an informant with enough seriousness and, in fact, treated it more like a sideshow. Here's what Berlinger had to say.
If there's any truth to the idea that Bulger was not an informant, then the conspiracy and the bad faith and the bad actors and the knowledge of the government involvement in that is much deeper and insidious, and we deserve to know.
So Berlinger's point then is just to raise the question to further the conversations on this as opposed to getting the question answered.
I think that's the case. The film doesn't in any way say, you know, these are the next steps that should be taken. It's not an advocacy film in that way, but it does give voice to Whitey, literally, and it does allow Whitey's defense attorneys to have time and space on camera to examine some of the evidence that wasn't presented at court.
Berlinger received, maybe not surprisingly, much more access to the defense team in the making of this film and throughout the trial than he did the prosecution. So I'm wondering if it makes the film in some ways maybe unavoidably apologetic to Whitey.
Well, I think Berlinger has anticipated that viewer response. He said on multiple occasions, I'm not a Bulger apologist. There's certainly an audience that's going to watch this film and perhaps become rather incensed that Bulger gets a chance to speak, that his defense attorneys get as much screen time as they do.
So then, do you think this film will ultimately end up furthering the legend of Whitey Bulger?
The legend of Whitey is so powerful, and it's really very current. Certainly, this is going to be part of the repertoire, and it will be part of the story, you know, for Boston itself, because so many important players from here are central characters. So it will have its place, yes.
Aaron Tron, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.